So I have a couple friends that are actually watch collectors and stuff. And a couple of the questions they had was how essentially they can, I guess, protect themselves when they bring a watch in and stuff like that, against like a watchmaker that they're unsure of. And it's a good question, and I feel like probably this deserves a an entire episode in and of itself. So one of the simple, quickest ways I can get someone to already be proactive when they're giving their watch someone to fix it, especially a watchmaker that you guys have never tried before, is to take pictures before and after. Take a picture of your watch, front and back, side view, case and bracelet, every macro picture shot you can possibly do. And from there, send your watch in. And if it makes sense with the estimate and everything, try it, you know? The biggest issue is that when you get your watch back, the watch should always somewhat look better than when you handed it in. My job as a watchmaker, when I usually get something, is to make sure that the watch is better than I actually received it. So my job is to make sure the watch looks pristine and looks better than I actually had the watch before, if that makes any sense. Now, a couple of the other questions I usually get is, what do you guys use to take the picture with your phone? Amazon sells a couple of these, I guess, macro lens for your iPhone or for your regular Android, and they're definitely good. I would definitely recommend them if you're a watch collector, if you're a watch enthusiast, or if you're a aspiring watchmaker and all that stuff. A macro lens makes sense, you know. A regular iPhone camera lens, don't get the fisheye, don't get it. You just want something that has like about 5x zoom or 10x zoom, a magnification. And then from there, I would use that to take a picture of your watch. If you know of a watchmaker or whatnot, you can generally just pick up a regular loop, a watchmaker's loop. You can use something like that to actually just put it right in front of your camera lens and just snap a shot. If you don't want to go the macro lens route with like an Amazon specific product, those stuff are good. That's really about it that I would use to take a picture of it. I mean, if you have a microscope and all that, that's even better. But generally, just a regular 5x loop, 4x loop, 10 power loop if you have it. I wouldn't go any higher than 10 power. Usually, the higher you get at that point, it makes no sense, because then you're just nitpicking every little thing. I would definitely go with a regular 4x loop. If you ask me for my recommendation, I'll go with the 4x loop. And probably a 10 power loop or 8 power loop. You'll use those two more than anything else at this point if you're gonna be snapping shots with your phone. And that's generally what I would use for my Instagram shots and stuff if you do follow me. So if you take a look at that, you'll see that it's actually pretty clear. There are some shots where I use like a microscope and all that, but it's very unnecessary for most of the time. If you're taking just pictures of your watch before you send it in, that's more than sufficient enough. Another question I commonly usually get is, what pictures should you guys snap? So long story short, here's what you guys should do. Take a general picture of your case from from a eagle's eye point of view. So you just want a nice shot of just the case. You want a general shot of the bracelet as well. And then you want to do a side shot of the side of at the 9 o'clock side of your watch. You want to do a 3 o'clock shot of your watch. You also want to do loop and everything, or lens, you want to do a shot of the dial. You want to do a shot of the hands. You want to do a shot of the crystal. You want to do a shot of the back of the case itself, where the lugs are at. These are generally some of the more important aspects to look at while giving your watch to a watchmaker to service. The bracelet, I would just do a general shot at the 12 o'clock lug and at the 12 o'clock end piece and at the 6 o'clock end piece. Generally, that's more than sufficient enough. I would also snap a picture of the clasp. That's for the bracelet. That's about it. I would be very sure that you remember your finish. Believe it or not, a lot of people actually don't know their finishes on their watches by heart, and it actually sometimes if you bring it to an unqualified watchmaker, they'll just polish the living hell out of it with a high polish, and as long as it's shiny, they never really get a complaint. So just a couple of these things are what I would look out for, but other than that, I think that's about it that I can tell you for something quick and simple. That's it for the podcast today, guys, and hope you enjoy the great rest of your day. And thank you again for your attention.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.